what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch or Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie, how are you?
Well, hello, Ben.
How are you doing today?
Good. Great. Good. Glad to be here. Glad to be alive, okay? Yeah. Glad to be on a boat that might tilt. It's tilting!
Yes, we're talking Below Deck Sailing today. Before we do that, just a reminder, go to watchacrappens.com to get tickets to the shows. We are on the final leg of our tour. We got Denver next week. We got Detroit, Columbus, and Cleveland about a week after that. And then we're going to end things Austin, Houston, and Dallas in April. And then that's it. The tour is over. So already so many wonderful, crazy things have happened on this tour. So do not miss out. Go to watchcrappens.com to get your tickets. And also go to crappensmerch.com or just watch Crappens to get your merch, Crappens merch. We've been seeing more and more people wearing it, rocking it at our shows, which has been really awesome. But you don't have to come to our show to rock the merch. You can just rock the merch wherever you go. So it's really cute. There's shirts, there's pins, there's mugs. There's all sorts of really, really cool stuff. So go check that out. And then patreon.com, we're gonna have the bonus episode. We don't know what we're doing for bonus episode, but patreon.com/watchorcrappens. So that is all the news that is fit for print. And today we're gonna talk about a very serious episode of Below Deck Sailing, where there was not a lot of wind until all of a sudden there was all the wind in the world. Whoa. Wind.
This is a rough one because you follow up Erica and Chuck.
Yeah.
Who I don't think I've been that enraged about Below Deck guests before. They were bad. They were pretty bad. And then today it's like, meh, just a normal, you know, yeah, it's like just a normal Clickio time. You know,
it was a Tom Clickio episode. Huh, yeah. Getting on a boat. But I will say, I've spent the past week Googling Chuck Sanders because I just want to see. You know, all the, I just want to see what people are saying about him and like the degree of public shame that he's receiving. And it's been good, but I feel like as a society, we could do better. I feel like we could shame him better. So I just want to put that out there into the universe.
You can't shame the shameless.
That's true.
And, you know, everyone's calling him a dick. He's like, well, I'm a dick. Well, sorry, Daisy's not hot like my wife.
Yeah, there's been some great stuff. But anyway, today we're here to talk about this episode, which starts with Gary and Daisy making out in the hot tub, because that was the big cliffhanger. Like, what's going to happen? What is the future of this crew if Daisy and Gary are making out?
It's basically cutting between Gary and Daisy making out awkwardly and Ashley and Tom fucking awkwardly in the master cabin, which, you know, we can only hear. They just keep showing the door. Yeah. And, you know, they fuck kind of like you think. Ashley does her fake, which of course she does. And then Tom's slapping her butt. You just hear smacks.
And she's like, harder. So then Daisy and Gary are still just like, they're making out like a lot. Like I thought it was going to be that, you know, they'd make out a little bit. And then when we come back this episode, they'd stop. But they're like really making out. And of course, Colin comes like walking right up to the hot tub just to look at them. He's just like, what the hell is going on around here? It reminds me of this one time I had this crazy party in my boat down in Central America.
Wow, it's even interrupted by makeout sounds.
Even sound effects interrupt me. Wow.
And Gabby comes out and she's like, they're like straddling each other. And they're just standing there watching them drinking a beer. And Colin's like, well, they're either going to improve their relationship or the rest of this season is going to shit. Can't wait to ask him about it tomorrow. And he walks off, but then he keeps turning around to watch more.
He's like, I either watch this or I wash the transom. I know which one I'm choosing.
And so, I would just like to point out that everyone only thinks this is fun because Colin's hot. Okay.
Yeah.
If this was like, anybody else, we'd be like, ew.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
But so, he is hot. So watch on, sir.
Yes. Hot people are allowed to watch other people make out. It has been declared. Yeah. So
voyeurism is not stalking when you're that hot.
You get away with so much more when you're hot. And one of those things you can do is just spy on people, apparently. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, if Matt Damon during peak Jason Bourne times was not hot, we'd be like, look at this terrible agent. Can't even remember his job. Get out of here. Yeah, you deserve to die. But we're like, oh, he's hot. I hope he figures it out.
Oh. So then, see. So Daisy with Jason Bourne.
Guys, that's like a commonly held theory, right?
I was never really on the Matt Damon like hotness train. I mean, I was on the Matt Damon, wow, like he wrote How About Them Apples train. But I was never like, oh yeah, Matt Damon's hot. So I just got lost.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in the aughts, late 90s to the aughts, I think Matt Damon, I supported the Matt Damon is hot train. But, you know. That's fine. Not the hottest. I'm not saying he's top tier, but I think he could be a voyeur during those times. And he would be okay.
So then let me put it this way. If Matt Damon was not Matt Damon in current times, he could not get away with this shit. Okay.
Yeah. I am upset with current times Matt Damon. He's sort of retroactively ruined his hotness in the aughts, It's a shame.
So then Daisy suddenly like jumps off Gary and she's like, I'm going to bed, and runs off.
Yeah. She just runs off and he goes, okay, good night, sleep tight. And he goes, oh, how the fuck did that happen? Jesus. Carpe diem, motherfucker.
Yeah, so he keeps doing the, like, I'm drowning myself because I can't believe I did something. So then Ashley runs out of her room when she's done. She runs out of the room and runs back to her room when she's done, too. And then Gabby's in bed already. And Ashley walks in and she goes, did you have sex with Tom? She goes, I did.
Tom isn't so bad. I wrote him off in the beginning. But I gotta say, he doesn't act like a 23-year-old in bed.
Mature man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, he's coming in number two, but so did the quarter pounder with cheese. Am I right, everybody?
And I did have an experience with the quarter pounder with cheese this weekend that really does actually parallel this situation with Tom, which is that I ordered a Big Mac and I got a quarter pounder with cheese instead from delivery. And I was like, well, I guess I'll have to eat it. And then I was like, this was delicious. This was not a bad choice.
I remember you telling me, and at the end, you're like, hey, I mean, at the end of the day, at least that quarter pounder fucked me, right? I was like, wow, man.
I was like, that quarter pounder did not behave like a 23-year-old. I was very impressed.
And Gabriella's like, well, I mean, he's a better choice than Gary, at least.
Yeah. And then we see Gary comes into his bunk, and Colin's lying there, and Gary goes, hey, you want to hear something fucked up? I kissed Daisy tonight. Colin goes, I saw it. He goes, oh, fuck.
You don't think he knows that? His comforter is a tent. Okay? Colin knows.
His comforter is a tent. It took me a moment.
He's picking out with a flashlight like, oh, I heard. So Gary's like, tomorrow's gonna be real awkward on the boat because me and Ashley kissed before and she said you're not giving me attention, only Daisy. Either dinosaurs are invading the kingdom or Gary's having a good laugh in bed, guys.
Someone let some velociraptors into that bedroom. So now it's the morning and they're all waking up and Daisy's like, oh, fuck my head. And Marcos's hair is starting to grow back, according to Colin. And then Colin, of course, is like in full Yenta mode. He's like, so, Daisy, how was your night? And she's like, oh, I was pretty wasted. He goes, yeah, you were playing tonsil hockey with Gary. And she goes, oh, fuck off. You're such a liar.
You don't remember, Daisy? She's like, I don't remember. Everybody was there. Yeah, you just shut up. So Daisy's pulling one of those. Oh, I was just so drunk. I don't remember.
Yeah. She says, oh, it was just me and him. That's a lie. I know you're Stern. Shut up. I know you are, Colin. Colin, that's your name, right? I actually never knew your name after all these years.
Listen, you were making out in the jacuzzi. It starts with making out. It ends with Colin under a tent making out with a bend in his arm. All right? It happened. I've got the hickey on the bottom of my elbow to prove it.
So, then Tom is talking to Gary, saying, Tom tells Gary that he snuck into the master bedroom with Ashley, and Gary's like, oh, so you got lucky last night? And Tom's like, yeah, hope you're not annoyed. And he's like, well, I ended up kissing Daisy in the jacuzzi. It was pretty passionate.
We were crawling around that hot tub, all right? And Tom just goes, Gary and Daisy, Gazer. He's like, oh, yo, that's funny, oh my lord, that's funny.
And then it just cuts to Glenn biting more of that matzah bread. I'm not sure if it's matzah, but it's definitely reads like matzah.
Yeah, it's a huge matzah cracker.
It presents like matzah. So then, now, cleaning, and Tom tells Ashley that Gary and Daisy had a smooch. And then Gary walks into the, like, crew mess, and Colin's there with Daisy, and so he walks in and they pull a little New Jersey where Colin goes, oh, there she is. There he is. There he is.
What are you talking about? I don't remember a thing. They're like, oh, yeah, right, Daisy. Come on. And Gary's like, we made out in the jacuzzi. She's like, we didn't. Stop it.
It's quite passionate, if I'm being honest. And Colin's like, I fucking told you.
Who said that? Was that a cabinet that just spoke? Who's here? Who's here other than Gary?
So in Casey and Kelsey and Tom are hosing down the deck, and Kelsey's like, so how was your night? He's like, good, I banged.
Gosh. Kelsey goes, oh my god, how did I miss all these fun times? Not that I wanted to join, you know. And Tom tells her that Gary kissed Daisy in the hot tub, and Kelsey goes, geez, did I kiss anyone? No, I think I just floss with my hair all night.
So then Daisy, Gary, Marcos are doing the preference sheet meeting with the captain. And he's like, okay, James Quax from Jersey. Luxury real estate broker, Manhattan area, eating in the best restaurants in the world. So he's excited to see what you can do.
Yeah, so he's bringing his sister Kimber and her best friend forever, Bunny, and then his little brother Tyler, and also the dad, James Sr., is coming too, and some other kid, and they want to have a 007 theme party, and they want to play badminton on day two, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah, this guy sounds like a real dick, okay? So I had hope, because James Cox Jr. from New Jersey, luxury real estate broker in the Manhattan area. That's Jersey. Okay, are you trying to like put Manhattan in your Jersey resume and then eating in the best restaurants in the world? Wow, fuck off.
Little big town in Hoboken.
Who puts that? It's like the Manzo Brothers meatball restaurant. Okay, who puts that?
The brownstone does not count, sir. So Marcos is going to make a big Spanish feast for them. He really, I think, wants to, after last charter, he really wants to knock the socks off of people. So now it's time for more cleaning. And calling the provisioner. And once again, Gabriella is walking through, and Ashley has fucked up hospital corners again. And basically, Ashley keeps on putting hospital corners facing the door. And Gabriella's like, we can't have them not facing the door in one room and facing the door in another room. I'm just like, I just have never seen hospital corners facing a door before. I just feel like it's crazy. I've just never seen someone do hospital corners like this.
Is Ashley doing it on purpose at this point?
Like a passive aggressive? Like,
is it a fuck you hospital corner? Because, corner. Wow.
I feel like on some level I should appreciate a passive aggressive hospital corner. Like, that's actually the kind of petty passive aggression that I really love. But it also, like, the inability to do it right really bothers me.
So then Tom gets a call from his friend whose dad is on life support. So that's Tom's... So that really upsets Tom, and like, he's kind of upset the whole episode. And it's a below deck staple, right? Somebody gets a call that somebody on land is sick, and then they cry for like three episodes. I'm not saying he's faking his dad being sick or anything like that. It's just odd that it's such a staple on Below Deck. They're like, okay, someone's got to fuck. We got that one down. Someone needs to have a family member who's deathly ill in a hospital right now. Can it be my friend's dad? All right, that's all we got. Let's go for it.
Yeah, they're like, well, I guess that's the best we're going to have. I mean, I agree. Whenever the music goes away and someone answers a phone, you know someone's ill. And then usually it's a grandparent, but in this case, it was a friend's father. And then, it, like you said, it kind of always goes the same arc, which is like some sad moments, usually a shot of eating cereal alone. And then it culminates with a person saying, I want to be there, but they need me here on this boat. And that usually is the button.
Yeah, that's it. So next we move to, now it's bedtime. Everybody cleans and stuff. And then Tom and Ash kiss goodnight because they're like a couple now.
Yeah, all of a sudden
they even sat outside and sucked on suckers together.
Yeah. And Daisy is in her bunk with Kelsey, and she's like, I'm mortified. I'm mortified that me and Gary kissed. I'm so embarrassed. And Kelsey goes, well, maybe it didn't happen. And she goes, no, I think it did. I'm pretty sure it did. I have bite marks the shape of gerbil teeth all over my neck. So
Kelsey's such a wackadoo. Maybe it didn't happen.
She is very strange.
maybe it's all just a big lie, Daisy.
Yeah.
So then in the morning, everybody's getting up, and Tom tells the captain about his friend's dad. And he's like, but don't worry. I need to be here, Captain. I need to have a good charter. Smash it out. Well, no pun intended on that one. Damn it. I'm mixing too many things in this one scene. Can we just move on?
Yeah. And so then Ashley walks by Gabriella, and Gabriella's like, hey, babe, did you see the other side of the list, babe? Babe, do you ever see the, remember how I wrote you a list, babe? It has two sides. Actually, and did you see the other side of it, or even the first side? You want to do my list, babe? Babe, babe.
And Daisy goes, well, I'm going to crack on with laundry. Get everything on those lists done. Which I thought was very important to state that Daisy said, get everything on the list done. Okay. Yeah. So then sales are going up, and then Gabby's like, did you see the list? And Ashley's all mad about the list.
Yeah. Now, she's like, because she's like, why do I have to do everything? These lists. I'm just like, I have no problem respecting you. It's just the way you like, she goes up to Daisy and she says, she's like, all these lists. Like, I have no problem respecting you, Daisy. But because like the way you lead is the way I want to be led, you know, as someone, I just like being led by someone who's a little bit older in the 28 to 33 year old demographic.
But also Daisy's the one who said to do the lists. So shut up. And Daisy's like, so is it the way she's telling you? But listen, we've all got to find a way to do things. And when you're second in command, you can do things how you wish. Because rank does matter. Wow, isn't that a shock? Ashley's like, rank's not a thing anymore. But it is.
Yeah, Daisy.
But it is.
Daisy's like very clever. She goes, well, we're old enough to follow orders. We're not happy with, aren't we? Aren't we? And basically she's like, you know,
when you have a 12-year-old kid and they think that they're 18 and they want to wear a short dress and they want to be all slutty and wear heels, fill their face full of paint and go out to the nightclub. You know that feeling, but you're like, no, you're only 12 years old. They're like, no, but I don't bother. And I say, mother, I'm old enough to drink a pint of beer. I'm old enough to go to the club. It's like that.
So then provisions, and then a meeting, lineup time to meet the guests. And the guests are coming, and it's just like a blob of whiteness.
It's like Veggie Tales.
It's like the marshmallow man from Ghostbusters just slowly walking at you.
I really was getting more of a Veggie Tales vibe, or like the bananas. What are those bananas that wear pajamas? It was like if those bananas that wear pajamas decided, like, let's go on a yacht. Let's get out of these pajamas and go on a yacht. I feel like it's like these people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about, by the way? The bananas and the pajamas?
No, I almost Googled it and I was like, no, you're not going to do that. I stopped myself.
Look them up.
Because it's gonna, my Google's gonna look crazy if I ever get around. Like before, I was Googling banana ketchup, and then I go to bananas in pajamas. You know, well, there was a lot. There was a lot of banana Googles in one day.
There was a TV show called Bananas in Pajamas, actually, but it's not spelled pajamas normally. It's like pyjamas. God, this world. But by the way, looking at this image of bananas and pajamas, I really stand by my assertion.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then they're standing there while the guests are slowly walking towards them, like probably about to request, I don't know, like Brick House or something from the DJ. They're walking up and Gabby's like, Kelsey, are you flossing? And she's like, no. I'm like, do you floss your teeth with your hair?
And Daisy goes, no, you didn't.
Kelsey, that is so nasty. And I say this as someone who just made out with Gary King.
And then Chomp just smells Colin. He goes, you smell so good, Colin.
Oh, yes, well, you know, this scent is actually one I found on one of my travels. I was
welcome on board to these guests. Hi, everybody. And Bunny, we find out later, is the cougar. So she's like, oh, my God, he's so cute. He's so cute. They're all so cute. Hi, Bunny, a cougar.
She actually did not really read very cougarish to me. I was like, maybe she just had good makeup on or something. I was like, girl, you're selling yourself a little short there.
They're trying to sell her as this cougar type, but it's not really working.
Yeah. I feel like she just seemed like a normal, like, just like a lady. So then they're all on board and it's like really hot out and Marcos is cooking and Marcos is like, Gabriella's like in the galleys and he's like, so you're working nights? She's like, yeah, I'm working nights. He goes, yeah, I'm working days and nights. Like, well, thanks, Marcos. I love the chefs always love pulling that shit.
So then the guests are sitting by the steering wheel or whatever at the captain's wheel, and Colin's there with the captain. And the main guy's like, so I gotta ask you guys a question. All right, what's your favorite animal? Well, I don't know. You know, beavers are fine. Cats is, that's an old standby. But you're supposed to say a cougar. Do you like cougars, guys? Do you like cougars?
Colin's just so excited that someone actually asked him a question. And then he the sadness on his face as he realizes that James is actually not interested in knowing what his favorite animal is. He just wants to do a joke about cougars. He's like, oh, yeah, I don't mind cougars. He goes, well, and Bunny's like, James, stop it. Oh, my God. Stop it, James.
And James is like, well, cougars run fast and they're old. Fuck James. Hate James. I hate James and not in a fun way. He's just annoying. He's like someone I'd be like, you know what? I haven't smoked in 2 hours. Will you take that table? Yeah. Thanks.
You know what? I feel like almost, you know, Ronnie, you often mention that movie Multiplicity. I feel like this entire charter, it looked like someone had done Multiplicity on James Woods. They all were sort of vaguely James Woodsy in terms of, you know, visuals, not in terms of personality.
Do. Yeah. Like he's the top of that ancestry tree or whatever. So anchor time, so that goes fine. And then Gabby and Ashley are talking and Gabby's like, so did you do the laundry? She goes, flip the laundry. And then she walks off and Gabriella's just like, Jesus Christ.
And Daisy's like, oh, Marcos, I thought I made it obvious at the team meeting that they were supposed to be a team. And then we see a flashback of her being like, act like a team.
Yeah. And he says they're eagles. What is egos. He saying? Oh, he goes, they're egos. They oh, I'm egos. Just hearing little Olivia in my head.
I'm an eagle. I'm an eagle.
From Real Housewives of New Jersey. They're egos. So Daisy's like, I mean, they're good at their fucking jobs, but they gotta stop with this. I'm gonna sit down after the charter and talk to them. And he's like, after the charter? Yes, after the charter.
Oh, so that's gonna be 3 days and three nights from now, during which I'll be working both those time periods. Got it.
And cleaning, 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 cleaning. And Marcos gets bit by a lobster. Marcos is not going to make it out of the season.
He's not.
Marcos is going to be on crutches. He's going to have a bandage around his head. He's going to be missing an eye.
I mean, I'm not even convinced that that lobster ever let go with its little pincher. Like, we're just going to see that lobster dangling from his hand for the rest of the season. So then he's like, Marcos spends, by the way, literally the rest of the episode being like, I'm going to make a Spanish feast. I'm making a Spanish feast. I got to do this. I got to wake up early because I'm making a Spanish feast. Oh, man, I got to brush my teeth right now because I won't have time to brush them tomorrow because I'm making a Spanish feast. So he's like in Spanish feast mode, even though he's not. It's not even the Spanish feast night. He just keeps talking about it.
Yeah, for some reason today he's learning, or he's really into layering the flavors. Wow. He's like making stews, you know, things that take a long time to come together. I'm like, well, that's good because this isn't chopped. Like, it's Top Chef. Like, that's how it should be done, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I love him, so I don't really care.
Yeah.
So then Daisy, Colin, Gary, and Kelsey are talking in the mess, and Gary's like, Do you need a handy, Daisy? And Kelsey's like, yeah, you're looking at him like you're gonna make out with him again.
Daisy's like, fuck off, Kelsey. You're in bed flossing with your hair, you don't even know.
So Gary's like, yeah, I was practically drowning and you picked me up by the neck and just started making out with me. She's like, yeah, shut up.
So then Tom is still feeling bad about for his friend and stuff. And Ashley tells us, you know, you just really need to be supportive when something like this happens because it's going to make your job harder than it already is. Wow, congratulations. You've learned sympathy. Thanks for explaining sympathy to us.
Right. So then Daisy is going to have the guys serve a dessert topless to Bunny.
Yeah. It's like the once per season shirtless dessert presentation that happens except on every below deck.
Already happened on this season.
Has it already happened?
We're only on episode 4. Okay, guys. So stop recycling your own show, which is already a recycling of other shows.
So Colin's like, well, we had a shape. I mean, you want me to do you want me to show you my body and then you can judge? Okay. Because it's going to be hard. It's going to be a hard no if you see my body. Just say the word and I'll show you my body.
So anyway, we're going to do silver and black today. Every episode's going to be something shiny to go with that, whatever theme they give me.
So the guests are getting ready and everything, and Bunny's like, oh my god, I love this decor. Maybe it's just the cougar in me who likes it, but it's fantastic. So they all sit down for dinner, and Glenn joins them, and the dinner looks delicious. It is delicious. They all love it. No one's an asshole like last week. It's a huge success.
Well, except that Tyler, the brother, is wasted. So he's just fall down drunk the whole time and just keeps drinking. And they're like, do you want a glass of water, Tyler? He's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking go.
He is fully passed out. Because this is such a waspy family, too. And this is clearly like they are like in full like drunken wasp mode right now. And he's like, and Glenn is like, I mean, is this guy even breathing? I mean, it's so weird. What is this? Weekend at Parsifal's? Get it?
Oh, so Gary and Daisy are flirting. And she's like, why are you being naughty over there, Gary? And he's like, I'm always nice, not naughty. Just because you can make out with me doesn't mean you can still boss me around now. And she's like, and he's like,
So now it's time for the cake to come out, and the guys are coming up with all their shirts off and everything. It's like, we have a small surprise for Bunny. And then they come up and Bunny's like, oh my god, cougar laugh. Oh my god, this is hilarious.
And Bunny, really going with that cougar theme, is wearing a statement necklace in the theme of varicose veins. I'm not really sure what this necklace was. But it was just like veins. It was the weirdest necklace. So then, yeah, cake delivery. Tom's doing push-ups, you know, so he can serve. They're all taking pictures with Bunny the Cougar.
Yeah, and then Daisy's like, oh, she's frothing all over ya. And Colin tells us, You know, when you talk to Gary and Daisy individually, they'll tell you that they hate the other person. But when they're together, there's a connection between them that they can't resist.
It's the camera just cuts. It just goes to black.
Does anyone else want to hear my thoughts about this relationship? No? No?
So Tyler's wasted, and they're like, wait, we can't just leave Tyler here. I mean, I'm a cougar, but I'm still a responsible cougar. Boys! So they, Gabby gets the boys to carry Tyler down.
Yeah, and they're just like, they have to, he is out cold, and they're like walking him down, and Colin's like, hey, buddy, do you want to go to the bathroom before you go to sleep? And he's like, didn't I just go? I'm like, someone better bring some towels up to that bench.
Yeah. Time to clean the bench again. It's going to be the season of stained benches. Yes. That actually happened on my flight back from Denver this weekend. There was a guy who came on, like a big guy, and he's like, and you could just smell the booze on him.
Wow.
And he went to sleep, and massively went to sleep, where he sleeps with his head on the TV screen that's on the seat.
No, you know? Forward. Wow.
And his arms were just hanging down. And when it was time to put, and he's snoring, and you could just smell this booze, right? So then the flight ends, or we're starting to go down, and so the flight attendant comes over and starts kind of shaking him, and he won't wake up. He's just like, and they're trying to move him, and then he just stops snoring. And then another flight attendant comes over and they're taking his pulse and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, please don't die right next to me. Die up there. Like, sit over there. And so then to get out, you know, you have to like move him. And they were like gently trying to get him up. So then the lady next to me was a mom who had a flight. So she got up and left. And then he like immediately put his head back on the screen and went back to sleep. And so it was my turn to have to move him. And everybody's, you know, kind of looking at me like, now it's your turn. And I just went, get up! Like that, right into his face. And he jumped. He jumped out of his seat.
Oh, thank you. That's amazing. Remember the time when we had a connection in Vegas? And the guy next to you, like, I remember we got on this plane from Vegas. And the guy had partied really hard. And he threw up next to you.
Yep. Great plane luck.
Yeah.
So now it's time to set the table. Are they setting the table?
No, it's actually it's the morning.
It's bedtime. Well, they are. Why are they setting the table? Oh,
no,
we're
James,
in the morning now.
No, James, because okay. James, it's bedtime, but James is like, he's offering to help set the table for the breakfast. He's being like jokey helpful when he has no intention to help whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, Bunny will help. And she's like, yeah, I would love to. I'm a cougar, table setting cougar.
So it's the morning, and they're serving lots of food, and they have to set up a beach picnic. And James, all this time, by the way, James has been low key asking to sail. He's like, can we sail? But the wind knots have been low. Like all episode long, they keep showing us like wind knot, like the knots. Wind speed is 3 knots, 4 knots, done knots.
And Daisy's like, well, hopefully today the wind will pick up. He's like, but I really want to sail. God, too bad we're not sailing, because then Tyler would fall out of his bed. Oh my God. So then Daisy's in the mess with the Stews and Marcos, and she assigns Ashley lunch, the beach picnic. No, lunch. Yeah.
Well, it's a whole thing where she's like,
all right, I want you to do the table stuff and get a title, and then the guests will come back on the boat, and then once they come on the boat, then I'm going to go out there, and then Gabriella will go out there, and she'll pick up the food, and she'll bring that back, and then I'll go back later with a boat. You know how that's going to go like that.
So then Gary and Glenn and Colin are talking about how hot Bunny is. And Gary's like, so you guys, he's like, so you guys can't get any action with the girls on board? Just go for the guests, am I right? And Glenn's like, what do you mean you can't get action with girls on board? And he goes, well, Daisy made out with me, so I'm going to kill that one. She attacked me.
Yeah. Glenn's like, what the hell? That's crazy. And Gary's like, yeah, well, all our girls, we have spunk and they're full of life. And Glenn goes, who's that? And then he says, Gabriella's the only one full of spunk. Like, Gabriella's it. So now I guess Gabriella's on Gary's radar.
Yeah. So then let's see. The drunk finally wakes up and everyone's making fun of him. And it's anchor time again. And James is like, you guys need help with that anchor? Oh, God.
And I...
Brick house, please. Someone play it.
And then, by the way, I don't know, I was watching this on my laptop and I had my headphones in, and something I never realized about this show is that when the anchors go down, they give like a full immersive 3D stereophonic anchor experience. Like it was like, whoosh, going from my left ear to the right ear, the splashing. And I was like, ooh, am I in like one of those Van Gogh exhibitions?
I'm in the painting.
Living art. So then Tyler wakes up and just starts pounding back those drinks again.
Yeah.
And James is running around in a bra. I mean, this family, you guys, this, you want to talk about an immersive experience. It's this family.
Immersive family of cougars and drunks. So then Marcos is making a light lunch of sandwiches and salads because, you know why, Ronnie? So that way he can dedicate more time to tonight's feast, the Spanish feast.
So now we go to the beach picnic drama. So Kelsey is trying to put up this tent. And just for those who don't remember, Tom couldn't get this shit up last week either, right? Because you put the frame and then you have to put the top on, or there's something fucked up with this tent. So she's like, this might be a two-person job. But then she's with Ashley, who's useless. I mean, she's Ashley. Yeah. So she's hospital corner ignorant Ashley. Okay. So she's just dropping chairs all over.
She is. Everywhere chairs. Now, Ronnie, I've never put up a tent like this before, but my instinct would say, okay, when the tent is folded up, when it's folded up, it's like a bunch, looks like a bunch of sticks, right? There are, because everything comes together like an accordion. I feel like what I would do is put the tarp on in that state and then unfurl it with the tarp already on it, so that way you don't have to try to hop and put the tarp over it. So that way it unfurls the tarp as it unfurls the sticks. That's just
me. But
the
top doesn't work like that. It's not attached to the thing. So you can't just be like, oh, I'm just going to unfold it. And, you know, the tarp fits tightly across the top, you know. So I don't think it would work that way.
I feel like that's my instinct at the very least. And I would appreciate it if you didn't discredit my instincts, Ronnie, okay? Because they're very important.
No, I thought
to
it was a tarp very, conversation. Very important. Sorry.
No, just kidding. No, but I
support your tarp ignorance. All right. I'll stand back shaking my head like a good friend saying, I told him.
Either way, whatever way you do, you do open up that tent and put the tarp on, they're not doing it right. And they're just kind of, it's like, it's a disaster.
Yeah. So then they're coming to get, the tender is ready to get the guests. And of course, Tyler's like, better finish my drink. You're not a fun drunk. This family can't even produce a fun drunk. You just suck, dude. You're terrible. This family sucks. Kick them off the boat. I'm bored. And last week, you can't follow up last week with this family. I don't care if you have to change the order of how you're releasing episodes. But this family is a cuttable family. Get rid of them.
I do feel bad that you're going to get that wasted on a yacht and still not be entertaining. Like, that really says something. Yeah. But so basically, the girls are still trying to put this tent up with the tarp on top. And it's like, it's falling. It's just going in strange directions. It's also boiling hot out. And now the group is on the tender coming to them. And Gary and Gabriella, like, are arriving. Nothing is set up. Because they spent all this time trying to get this tent going, that basically the table is empty. It's just like a folding table out there. There's just nothing pretty. And Gabrielle is so mortified and so angry that, like, they never thought for a moment, like, maybe we should make it look, some parts of this look presentational or whatever the word is. Nice.
Right. So one of the guys is like, maybe we could just play some ball or something. And so they've got the tent up. And the brother's like, I'm hot. So maybe we can play ball under that tent they can't erect. And Ashley's like, I need help. And we just need more hands to get this up.
We really need someone who's between 28 and 33 to help us. So,
and Gabriella goes, well, Tom did it by himself. She's like, okay, we don't need an attitude. Okay. I haven't read the list, but I'm guessing that attitude is not on it.
Well, you're going to get an attitude because you should have gotten this, Vic. So you deserve an attitude right now.
So then what, the brother's still complaining about shade. And Gabrielle is like, where's Tom when you need him? And I love that, like, Tom is the big hero of this in everybody's mind. It's Tom. Okay. I know. And it cuts to Tom doing pull-ups on the boat.
Yeah. And Gary is helping now. So all four of them are now working on this thing, which the reason why I think they're doing it wrong is because it shouldn't take four people. Like, it was. I feel like if you have the wrong approach, then it's, you know what? Never mind. I'm not even going to go down this theory. This is like the most uninteresting theory in the world. So I'm just going to stop it before I go down this path.
This is an older, it's older tent tarp technology. Okay. It's not made conveniently. It's like trying to put up a tent when we were kids. And now you put up a tent by going like taking it out of the back and it just all pops up.
It's the cougar of tents. Let's be honest.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Gabriella is mortified. And then Daisy and Kelsey are talking in the mess. And Kelsey's like, uh-oh, Daisy, the beach is pretty fluky over there. She's like, why?
She's like, we literally hadn't even brought all the stuff onto the beach before the guests were back on the beach. And Daisy's like, well, that's what you're supposed to be doing for the hour. And she goes, yeah, well, we needed that to get the easy set up. I guess that's the tent, the easy. And
no, she says, we need to get an easy up, like, which I guess is a kind of tent. Oh. And she goes, well, why didn't you raise us for help? She goes, we've had ourselves quite a day, Daisy, okay? And then Gary walks in and goes, we need a different tent.
We're going to need a bigger tent. He didn't say bigger. I'm just making a really bad Jaws pun. So Daisy goes,
what the fuck? I can't be everywhere at the same time. I don't get paid enough money for this shit.
So then the guests are finally in the shade. And a lady, oh, then the tarp kind of flies in their faces. And she goes, oh, yeah, this is what you think it's going to look like. And then this is what it really looks like when you're on one of these glamorous vacations. Yeah. Like, you think it's going to look like this beautiful ocean and it's really a tarp in your face.
Not what you want to hear when you're trying to provide a 5-star experience. So they start serving sandwiches and Bunny is like, oh, my God, I love tomatoes and cucumbers, which really sums up her personality.
And the brother, the tarp complainer, is like, well, I feel like I'm at sixth grade camp opening my sandwich, am I right? So he's at least trying, but yeah, they're not good at
he
it
is,
so
he is trying, yes.
Yeah, so back in the galley, Colin comes into the kitchen and Marcos is like, do you take breaks? And he's like, never, not at all. He goes, oh, like me. Ding ding ding. Everyone who comes in the kitchen, Marcos is like, I work the longest, okay? And he's finally met his match in Colin.
Yeah, seriously. So so Colin's just poking around and Marcos is making a paella, and now the guests are back on the boat and Glenn is like ready to sail. He's like, come on, it's time to sail. And then they don't have enough air to sail. Yeah. Seven knots.
Yeah, you're not gonna do it. So where is Ashley? She keeps running off. And someone's like, she's probably in the cabin with Tom. And Ashley's like, I'm in laundry. And everyone's like, oh, ho, 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 ho.
Classic Ashley. Classic, yeah. Ashley. So yeah, they're trying to. So there's like that's what's happening down below and up above. The boat is not catching any sort of wind, and Glenn is just furious. He's like, I mean, if you don't even try, I mean, if you don't even sail, I mean, you're just a motorboat. I mean, you're just a motorboat. That's all you are. You're just a motorboat. Bunny's like, did somebody say motorboat, anyone? Cougar!
So Ashley is doing laundry and Tom comes in and she's like, look at you coming in here with your dirty laundry. He's like, wet, everything's wet. Tell me about it. I don't get it. Can you just wash this? So at dinner time, it's table decorations with feathers and silver.
Yeah, they're doing feathers and silver and lots of exciting things. And
guess what else? Spanish food! So much Spanish food! Feast.
And also, Glenn is talking to one of the guests because they're like asking him about like the boat and everything. And Glenn explains that the anchor is 18 feet like into the water. It's anchored down there, 18 feet below. But he goes, but the boat is only is 15 feet also. So meaning that there's like only 3 feet of clearance. And the guest goes, have you ever hit the bottom? And Glenn goes, that's something we try not to do. Knock on wood. Knock on wood. Oh, hold on. I don't want to knock on the part of the boat that I broke last season. Knock on wood.
It's just knocking on Kelsey's head. So then it's nighttime now. Everybody loved their dinner. Tyler is wasted and embarrassing as usual. So then Tom is on Acre.
I just want to say one thing about this. After an entire like hour of watching Marcos talk about his Spanish feast, it is like a 10-second montage. Like, and here's the paella. Oh, that was great. Thanks. Bye. I'm like, wait, after all that?
Yeah, I don't even have any notes on what.
No, it was quick.
What any of that was. I just have Kelsey saying, guacamole, that paella is prettier than me. But that's all I wrote.
Yeah. Holy guacamole, I believe, was the full extent of her excitement.
So Tom is on Anchor Watch. And now's the drama. 2:40 a.m. Shots of the boat. Tom is hosing down and cleaning the deck. Then, wind speed, 8 knots, 5:25 a.m. Nobody's in the bridge. Creak, creak. Silence. Wind speed, 15 knots.
And then Ashley wakes up. It's 5:25 a.m. Ashley's waking up, and the wind is starting to pick up. It's 15 knots. Now Tom and Ashley are like hugging and making out in a place. And now the wind speed is 19 knots, and things are starting to blow, and they're starting to flap. And Ashley's like, give me a smoochie, and then let's take a selfie and send it to my sister, okay? And then it's getting windier and windier and windier.
Ashley can't take the knots seriously until they're higher in number. So she's like, 19 knots. And then everything starts beeping and everyone's freaking out. Tom's like, shit, we're talking Anka.
Yeah, because now all of a sudden it's like 31 knots and things are flapping around like crazy. Like it does escalate very quickly. And so Tom is freaking out. And then Colin wakes up. He's like, oh, we dragging. And then the boat is like starting to tilt. And then there's like everyone's running around. And like Gary comes running out of his cabin shirtless. His hair just flopping everywhere. The guests are awake. They're in the hallway. It's kind of like crazy, crazy pandemonium. Glenn wakes up really quickly. He's like, whoa! And then... Are we going to run aground? Who knows?
I don't know. We'll have to find out next week.
Oh, it's a to be continued. So that was all for the episode. Wow.
That was it.
Wow. They're like, let's have a pretty chill episode until the very last 5 seconds. So I don't know.
Yep. Mother Nature, the real cougar of this episode.
The real cougar.
So everyone, thanks so much for being with us here on Watch What Crappens. Go get your live show tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. All your Crappens merch over at crappensmerch.com. And we will see you next time, okay?
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shardell.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthew Sisters. Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo,
Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell. Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Ted.